Like, you were sleeping. I told you it was going to be a late night record. You had to stay awake. Luckily, your brother came in and was, thank you, shout out to Brian, saved the day.
Yeah, well.
And what are you complaining about, man? It's like 6 a.m. for me. I literally just landed back from Europe.
I know, yeah. You must be dying.
Globetrotting.
Yeah, that was awesome. Great trip, by the way. Oh, man. I had so much fun. I went to Switzerland and London.
It's good places.
They are good places.
Two cool places I've heard of, both of them.
Mike, what do you know about them?
Switzerland?
Let's actually do that one. I'm glad you started there because that's where I have the story going.
So, famously neutral.
True.
Chocolate. Alps.
Oh, wait, that's it. You got it. You got it in two. I actually do want to hear more of the list, so let's just go real quick, and then I'll go back to chocolate. Chocolate was right.
Neutral, chocolate, Alps.
Federer?
This is basically it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, man, come on. They're, it was awesome. There's so much
watches.
More.
Watches.
Two languages in the same country? That's kind of rad.
Wait, what are the two?
German and French.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's sure. Think, huh. Where else does that happen?
Canada.
You know, actually, Belgium. A lot of places. No, many countries. It's the case in many countries. But not so easily divided basically in half. But anyway, listen, Mike, I have to apologize for something to you.
Okay.
So I'm glad you're awake to hear it.
Thanks. I stayed up just for you.
It is customary.
You didn't stay up.
Hang on. It is customary to bring your friends a gift from your travels.
It is.
So, as you guessed correctly, I brought chocolate, but you know, I'm only here in Seattle. So here's what I was thinking for our cold open. Okay.
Okay.
So how about like Josh and I will eat the chocolate like for real? And just to fit in, you just kind of, you know, you pretend like you're eating it.
I don't get to eat it.
No, but like I want to include you, you know, like.
I hear you opening the chocolate right now.
Yeah, but Mike, like, you should see it too. You should like visualize it, and then it'll be there.
Yeah, no, I am visualizing it. It looks
it's wrapped in
good.
A rectangular tin foil.
I bet it is. Does it have a little plus sign on it?
Does it, Josh? Don't look at the wrapper you just tore up. Just open the chocolate.
So the chocolate.
You didn't even open the tin foil.
It looks like a Willy Wonka bar.
Are you guessing?
From the outside.
Just open
from the outside. It says Munz. Plus, it does have a plus. It has a plus on every one
right.
of the squares.
Oh, good. Mike. See?
Oh, look. They're in rows of three.
Oh. Ooh. Well,
Mike, no, it's perfect, actually.
Three.
You can have one, and I can have... Josh, what the hell? You didn't even break off my piece before you started eating yours?
You're eating already? I thought we were drawing this thing out for radio.
Mm.
Oh yeah, it sounds fucking good, guys.
This is delicious. Dude.
This is one of the best chocolates.
Like it doesn't sound good. It tastes good, right?
I'm sure it must. It sounds like it tastes great.
No, you're eating it too. You know we're pretending.
Uh huh. Oh, Swiss chocolate, huh? Never had that.
This is delicious.
It's
thank
actually
you,
so good.
Oh
too.
Shit! No fucking way. It's delicious.
This is what you get for falling asleep, you bastard.
It's 12:10 in the morning. I'm so hungry.
Why don't you enjoy your chocolate?
Well, I don't want to enjoy my chocolate. I wish I could, Josh. It smells. It almost smells good.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Mike Bogart, and me, Tapanjani.
So I want to kick this show off by hearkening back to a segment from from a prior episode. Tappan, do you remember what you said was the image in your head that always made you laugh?
Nope.
No, no idea.
You pictured a...
I'm so glad I didn't try to guess. I'm so proud of myself. That shows maturity.
You pictured a well-dressed man in the middle of a lush green park with blue skies eating out of a picnic basket standing up. That thought, okay. You said...
I came up with that. That's funny.
Yeah. That was you, buddy.
Good job, young me.
Not that much younger. But anyway, so I would like both of you to look at the message that is coming into your phones, because we just got our first piece of fan art.
Oh my God.
Okay, here we go. Let's see it. It's here. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
It's exactly what I always imagined.
That is amazing.
His cheeks are puffed.
Dude, someone really drew that.
This is really funny. Look at that guy.
Holy shit. It's at Gasworks Park, too.
What's he looking for?
So,
is that a rock by his foot? Do you see that? It, like, right almost out of frame, there's like a big rock. Is he going to trip? What if he falls over and his picnic basket just spills everywhere?
He's already spilled a little bit. There's some potato salad falling out of his hand.
That's great.
Anyway, we'll put this...
He's eating potato salad by hand.
Nice. So we'll put this picture in...
Who did this?
The show notes. So this is Rhiannon, super fan from
are
week
you serious?
Previous.
Our super fan is also talented. Can you imagine being in a better situation, guys?
So I don't really.
I thought our fans like. I thought they'd just be like our friends and family, and just like every now and then there'd be a genius among the bunch. But to have someone be like hear us and enjoy it without us knowing them, I think. Yeah.
Oh, like, no. I knew her from...
Anyway, but you know what I mean. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I'll put this in the show notes for anybody that wants to take a look. You should all look. It'll also be on our Twitter. But,
Mike, did you know we had a Twitter?
I knew we had a Twitter. I know all about our Twitter.
Have you ever tweeted on it?
Secondhand. Sure.
What does that mean?
So I don't really have an instead of. I just wanted to call your attention to this awesome thing.
Can you come up with one? That's like the whole thing we try to do here. That's why she likes the show.
Okay,
dude.
Okay.
Maybe, I think.
Okay. Well, instead of that, do you have a different image in your head that you would love to see somebody else recreate in their art form of choice?
Mike, I can't take on this responsibility.
Like, can I commission an art piece right now?
Sure.
Are you paying for it?
I'll pay for... Yeah, sure.
I feel like I immediately ruined Mike's happiest moment.
No.
That's as fast as anyone's heart is broken. I'm sorry, dude.
I mean, how much does art cost these days?
I mean, it's... Let's just say a fiver.
Okay. I have one. Here's one that I would like to see. Is something that I think Tappan, you first alerted me to this, but in your car, no one can hear you scream.
Okay, wait, let's not attribute ideas like that to me.
I would like...
I don't think I said that, okay?
I learned this basic fact from you. I'm not sure how.
I don't scream in my car.
I do now. I think I got it from you. But
no,
my point is... My point
I just
is,
talk loud, dude.
I would like to see art of me in a car screaming, I guess. That's where I was going with that.
That's dark art.
That has nothing to do with our show. I was talking about like another moment from the show to have illustrated.
Yeah.
Well, that just became a moment on our show, I think. Guess,
yeah, that's true.
Golly.
Do you remember anything that happened on the show?
Dude, I never do.
How about...
Should we change our show description? Was that funny at all?
I don't know. I feel like this is a conversation that probably should happen off of our recording.
Okay, wait. We'll go back to the topic in 1, 2, 3.
Tevin just motioned at me emphatically.
Go ahead.
Thanks for the fan art.
No, dude. That's not how this segment ends. Mike, do you want to add anything happier to that drawing, please? It's really sad right now, dude.
I guess we should go with something from a show, huh?
What if you're screaming like a pun or a joke or something?
Oh, I like that.
You know?
I could be screaming a joke.
Yeah, give us a joke. That'll end this segment.
It's a bit of pressure on the old boy, don't you think?
Okay.
You just wake up.
I did just wake up. So I'm nearest my dream state I've ever been on one of these recordings.
Cool.
What kind of joke do you scream in your car by yourself? It's definitely not going to be funny, whatever I say. Shit.
You could just scream, "It's so quiet in here."
Yeah. What if I just scream like, "Shut up!"
No. We went different directions.
Yeah. Fuck.
What about like you're just celebrating your birthday or something, and you're just like, "Go me."
See, well, the thing about
that's what I say on my birthday, by the way.
Is it go
to? I'm just supportive of myself that day a little bit extra.
The thing about when you're in the car by yourself on the highway is that it's literally the only time no one else will hear what you're doing. If you're alone at home, someone might hear you. If you're alone in your car on the highway driving fast, no one will ever hear what you do in there.
Josh seems to disagree with you.
I don't know. I feel like if you live on a mountaintop,
uh-huh,
and you live alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how'd you get your house there?
You
helicopter.
Yeah.
So exactly. People know you're there?
People know I'm there, but I have an array of security cameras that face all cardinal directions.
And I don't know what that sentence means, dude. What are the cardinal directions?
Like north, south, east, west, and then like all the north, south, and
Mike, are those really called the cardinal directions?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And so I could see if anybody was coming up the mountain. So I know that I'm the only one for at least a mile in every direction.
Okay.
I say whatever I want.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
What if you had recording devices in your house?
What if he had recording devices in his car on the highway? Like,
that's not possible. It would be too muffled.
That's
not what a muffler does?
No, dude. That's what the windows being down does.
Oh.
That's why Mike's idea is pretty good.
See, this, I think, might be my karaoke moment. If I was in maybe an isolated house fortress or a car on the highway.
Dude, you sing to yourself all the time. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I do.
You enjoy it. You enjoy singing. Just get out there. Get on the karaoke stage, dude. Tear it up.
You're right.
What are you going to go with, Marvin Gaye or something?
That Kesha song, Woman. I love that song.
Wait, can you sing it? I don't want to put Mike on the spot. I don't know what it is.
I don't think I know that song. I know Kesha.
Yeah. The chorus is like, "I'm a motherfucking woman." That song is badass. I love that song.
Mike, you did it, dude. You just karaoke'd.
Oh, I did?
Did it. It counts.
Shit. That was really
People
easy.
People will hear you sing.
I'm a motherfucking woman. It's the only words I know. It's cool, though. I recently came to a realization about myself, and that is that I need clinical strength deodorant.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
I thought all deodorants were clinical strength. No, they all have like the same bullshit written on them.
No, now I have to pay like $15 every time.
Clinical strength is more than maximum strength.
Yeah, dude. It's like,
Mike, do you know what maximum means?
Apparently, clinical goes beyond, because this definitely makes a difference.
Is this prescription deodorant?
Almost. I mean, basically.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, but thank God I found clinical strength deodorant.
Oh, that's awesome. This is a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yes.
Good.
Except for I have to pay like 3 times the price of regular deodorant. but at least, you know, I'm covered. 24 hours. Don't have to worry about it.
How does it smell?
It smells amazing.
Do they still have like different scents?
They do. I'm currently on a sport energy fresh kind of, you know, one of those words.
Yeah. None of those are smells.
Is that green? That's the green one, right?
I'm actually on a red blue blend. Whatever.
Okay,
that means.
I don't know anything anymore. I'm an arid guy.
Interesting. So
because it sounds so like horrible.
It sounds terrible for your armpits.
But what it actually
arid.
Means is, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah. So my instead of clinical strength deodorant.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't have guessed that. I could not have guessed that.
What clinical strength thing do you need in your life?
Oof.
Yeah.
I don't wear glasses.
Okay.
Those would be clinical strength eyes, right? I don't have crutches or anything at the moment.
I think.
It's not really. Sure.
Here's what I need. I need.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Clinical strength taste bud enhancers.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Because I am very, very bad at picking out individual flavors and like knowing what's missing in a dish. Like I can taste something. I don't know why I taste chili when it's like halfway done. It's like other people would be like, oh, it needs more chili powder or something. I'd be like, this isn't as good as last week. Guess I have shittier chili this time.
You forgot to put chili powder in chili?
No, like if it needs more or something. I'm very, very bad at being able to know what I am
definitely
tasting.
Put some of that in there.
My taste buds are binary. It's like, is it good or is it not good? That's it. That's all I get.
So you're fine with the not good sometimes?
Is no, I'm saying? Not good. I'm not good with it, but I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's too salty. I don't want to add salt. What if it's already too salty?
Okay, stop. So this thing that you purchase at the pharmacy, would it be like a tongue glove or like a layer skin?
It would be like what? Do you remember those Listerine like breath strips where you like put them on your tongue and they dissolve?
Yeah.
It would be like that, and it would coat my tongue in something that makes it like hypersensitive and hyper aware of different flavors.
Like acid.
Like exactly like acid. It would just activate all of the different
areas. But
what
if like the last thing you ate before you put that strip in was something like horrible tasting? And like now that's the first thing you're going to taste immediately.
Well, it's also...
Because this one's not a breath mint. I noticed you didn't make it a breath mint.
No, it's not a breath mint. So like, but it's also a palate cleanser.
He pointed at me when he said that. Like he was selling me this product.
Listen, Cuban, also a palate cleanser.
And then hold the point. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Jeez. I could take the dangerous route and let you guys give me one. Mike, you get, like, you know what? I've been a dick. You go ahead. You take your shot.
I give you a clinical strength.
Yeah.
That's tough. What? You need so many things.
Okay, let's maybe not go through the thought process publicly. I feel like it'll be a little bit of a character takedown.
For the record, I'm eating another one of these squares of chocolate, and it's on the good side of my taste buds.
Oh.
Dude, I feel like now you've eaten a disproportionate amount of the chocolate.
No, I've eaten 2.5 squares and you've eaten 2.5 squares.
You want me to eat the half square that you just bit?
No, you have a half square there. Right there. That's yours.
Dude, I've only that will make 2 for me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh God, unbelievable. He ate it anyway. What a bastard.
Mine's in the mail, right?
You this got is the white man. Against logic.
Well, I don't want to say you smell bad or like you're stupid. I mean, like, how about a clinical strength brain?
Oh my God! I didn't realize I would enjoy being roasted this much! A clinical strength brain!
This is like the grown-up version of childhood playground insults.
Oh God, I hope kids are still mean to each other, man. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened in Switzerland.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
I was in a car with my family. The car, in order to get to the next part of its journey, according to Google Maps, I think, had to get on a train.
The car on the train.
The car did.
Car on the train. You guys heard it right. There was like a single file row of like 100 cars along a train bed.
Holy
to take
shit.
Us along a mountainside.
Yeah, so it's like an auto train thing.
Oh my God.
You've heard of this?
Yeah, my grandmother used to use it, or maybe she still does, to take her car from New York to Florida.
They have this in America?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never heard of that.
Oh man, I am not cultured.
Auto train.
Yeah.
So your grandma would sit in the car on the train that whole journey?
No, I think she would go into like a different, like a normal train car. But
there was no option to do that, dude. It was like an open truck bed, kind of.
Oh,
so
I don't know.
You sat in a car on a train?
That is correct.
Whoa.
I know, dude. And guess what?
What?
Most of the journey was through a dark tunnel.
Oh, shit.
Through
You're
the
getting
Alps.
Pretty good mileage on that,
It was
least.
Rad.
Whoa.
It was so cool.
That is pretty cool.
And then at the end, there's like a gorgeous reveal of snow-covered mountains.
Wow.
So this has inspired 2 instead ofs.
Okay.
And I would like both of you to discuss this academically, and then we will pick which one to do. Option 1. Instead of the reveal I got, what would you want the reveal to be in your dream situation? Remember, you're in a car on a train already.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Or 2, instead of a car on a train, what other vehicular combination are you just thirsting for, and what would you do with it?
So, Mike, stop me if I'm out of line here. But I actually, before you even said number 2, I was thinking of doing number 1 with number 2 at the same time.
Can you please stop talking like this, dude?
Okay.
What the hell? I didn't realize this would honestly revert to this type of humor.
Number 1 and number 2 at the same time. Mm-hmm.
But my point is, what I want is, I want to drive a car onto a train. That train track ends up on a boat, which ends on like an air freight, one of those huge military planes.
How would a train track end up on a boat?
I don't know.
No, explain it. I need to know.
Via
everything
pier.
Else is fluid, man. The car rolls onto the train.
Rolls onto the train. The train tracks just keep going
until
there's a dock. And the dock just kind of lines up.
So does the train crash into the boat?
No, they stop like it's a station. Come on.
Okay,
so now, so this must have been the first train to ever go down this route. Do I understand that correctly?
What do you want me to say? Something that has happened a million times?
Okay, go on. Well, yeah, I mean, what I did has happened a million times. They put it on Google Maps.
Yeah. So anyway, then that boat ends up getting some speed. So this is a seaplane.
Okay.
What?
It's a seaplane with a really big, like, open back door thing that, like, you know, you see people skydive out of in military movies.
Sure, like the SEALs. Yeah, they're always jumping out the back there.
People
don't
really call those seaplanes, dude.
Well, this one has some seaplane skis.
Fine, fine.
And then the boat just gets up on that. So now you are
gets
a human in a car, in a train, in a boat, in a plane.
And then what?
And then the plane drives. And then you're on...
the plane drives.
Then you're in the air on all of those things. You would be in the first flying plane, train, boat, car.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe Mike is not the one who will be delusional this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, Josh is pretty much...
sleepwear has gotten to Josh.
Yeah, he's got me covered. That was
how do you get
good.
Out? How do you get out? The plane lands.
The plane lands.
Let's see if you remember your combination.
Yeah, so the plane lands.
Where?
In another ocean, lake.
No difference between those most of the time.
In a lake somewhere.
They just named them differently for no reason.
And it opens up the back, and it has this little motorized ramp that kind of ramps up, so the boat kind of slides backwards into the water. And then the boat docks in a nearby dock, and it lines up with train tracks, and then the train, because the engine can kind of go both ways, like it backs out the way that it came, and then at the end of that, everybody in that line does have to reverse off. That's the downside.
Into the water?
No, because the train has now reversed and gone on other tracks.
Everybody's death.
No, this is how you cross the English Channel.
By boat, plane, train, car.
Yeah.
Mike, you know what? That discussion is no longer a discussion. You do whatever you want with this segment.
I feel like Josh pretty much nailed everything I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say we come out of the mountain off of
a ramp.
Is
this what the writer's room at, like, Hanna-Barbera was back in the day?
Wouldn't that be? Yes, I hope so.
We've all seen the exact cartoon that you guys are describing, except most of the time people survive.
Hey, everybody survives. We have a 99% safety rating.
Who's the 1%?
It actually happened in testing. Didn't even happen to the public.
Someone died!
we killed
No. Broke their leg. Broke their leg. It's fine.
God. So you've only had 100 customers?
We round up. For transparency's sake.
Oh, God damn it.
So I saw a movie in a new experience this weekend. I saw Rampage.
Okay.
In 4DX. Are you familiar with 4DX?
Kind of. Is it like the amusement park ride where everything shakes?
Yeah. So you sit in this chair and you're in like this pod where your four seats are in a pod and they all move together. And there's like mists of water that can spray at you and smell-o-vision and like fans that blow at you and like strobe lights and like pressurized things in your seat. So like when a monster bit down on something, you like felt the seat like poke you in the back.
Shit.
Like you were the one getting bitten.
Damn.
It was amazing. It was so much fun.
Wait. Like does the director have to do this now for movies or like do the theaters invent this whole part of...
I think like 4DX... as a company, if they are a company. I don't know. Somebody outside of the director. They don't do that.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
Is this allowed?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a way to kind
of... It seems like piracy almost.
But anyway, so they have all of these different tools at their disposal to kind of make the movie a little bit more immersive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the 4DX theater, it's a single... theater in the Regal in downtown Seattle. It's like the only one in the area that does this kind of thing. And they always show action movies, which kind of makes sense. Like that's the kind of immersive thing.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, instead of an action movie, if they were to show like Three Billboards.
I haven't seen
it. Okay. What about The Post? You've seen The Post. How do you think they would use these tools of this theater to make the Post more immersive.
Mike, have you seen the Post?
I haven't seen the Post, but it's about newspapers, right?
Yeah.
I bet. Ugh. You know what? I would change the movie and just hold on that shot of newspapers being printed, you know, like that old timey thing. It's like the only thing that has action in the movie.
Yeah.
And just like wriggle your seat and like just like give you the smell of the paper room, you know, like, and then that's that you do that for 2 hours, you know, give him the Oscar nomination anyway because he was going to get it.
Honestly.
And like, that's it.
Yeah. I could watch like newspapers being printed for at least 2 hours. That shit is fascinating. Like,
I'm
like
a visionary. Imagine if you thought you were there.
I mean, I feel like I'd be more bored if I was there in real life, actually.
Really? Wait, what? I'm shocked by this. That's the ultimate immersion.
Yeah, but like, that's nothing. I can't even read the newspaper as it goes by. I have no idea what the news is. at least in the theater, I get the freeze frame every once in a while.
Like when they do the spin out. I love
exactly,
that.
Yeah. Dewey defeats Truman or whatever.
Someone printed that shit.
Yeah.
That was literally fake news.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how confused you would be if someone told you the opposite of the election happened and then like a day later you found out?
It's like all those t-shirts they have to print for the team that doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What the hell? There's an alternate reality on Earth.
Yeah. Man. So Mike, what would you, I know you haven't seen the Post, so let's go back to Three Billboards. What would you?
Wait, no, I want to see Three Billboards.
Yeah, I mean, don't give away.
Can Mike pick a different movie?
Yeah, pick a different slow movie. Okay. Have you seen The English Patient?
No, I haven't seen that either. I'll get around to it.
Gosh.
No, Mike, don't pick a slow movie. Pick whatever you want.
Okay, how about my favorite movie, Black Knight, with Martin Lawrence?
Again, I haven't seen that. But, okay, you know what? No, statute of limitations is probably up on that one, but go ahead.
Okay. So, like, how would I enhance this in 40X?
Yeah. How would you use the tools of the 40X theater to make the experience of watching Black Knight even more immersive?
God, it's so crude and racist. I don't know.
What about, like, when the moat drops, it splashes some water
yes.
on your face?
Okay, yeah, you would definitely get some, like, garbage water splashed on you. The thing is, like, he just passes out in a moat, though, for, like, in what happens in real life, so that's not great. I guess in medieval times, everything smells terrible. So
wait, aren't there like good action scenes in this movie? There has to be, right?
Tons. Yeah.
Give me one of those.
Okay, so there's a scene where Martin Lawrence is, he claims to be like the herald of some other king. So he introduces himself.
What does that mean?
He's like a messenger. But
okay.
He
like the Daily Herald.
Yes, that exactly. So he introduces himself and he has like basketball walk up song. He introduces himself like his basketball player. It's very good. So maybe when he's coming into the Great Hall, they have a big feast and like everybody's eating chicken really grossly. So maybe you're sitting in your chair and you smell like someone burps and it smells like chicken and like beer. And
wait,
then,
where's the action in this scene?
Well, I'm trying to get to like, there's a big sword. There's like a sword fight kind of scene.
Okay, great. What? Quick, 2 second summary. What happens? Who's fighting who?
Martin Lawrence is fighting the bad guy who's like the king of the guard, and he doesn't like Martin Lawrence because he thinks he's an imposter from the future, which very smart guy.
Wait, that's 100% accurate.
Yeah, he nails it.
So maybe you're the bad guy, Martin Lawrence.
Gosh.
This guy is getting smoked for being right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a dick, though.
Who plays him?
I don't know. British. I don't know if he's even British, but what could happen to him in my movie theater? Okay. How about we have a horse riding scene where it's like you're on a horse in your chair.
Okay.
And yeah. You feel
you
the wind.
You bring out the thing that's usually in front of old movie theaters into the theater.
The wind's blowing through your hair. You're riding a horse. And I guess you're riding a horse.
Yeah.
And you fall off the horse into a moat.
Oh, there we go.
And
wait, is that how he comes back to Earth?
He falls back through the moat and like whoa, he wakes up. It's ridiculous.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hey, are there any like kooky remnants of his impact on the past now that he's awoken in the future?
God, that's a good question. I think
Dude, that has to be the point of the movie, right?
Yeah, I think he
That always happens in these movies.
I think like what
Remember
is
Jumanji? Everybody on the plane was watching Jumanji. Everybody was watching Jumanji.
It's a very entertaining
I watched
movie.
Return of the Jedi for the first time.
For the first time?
Pretty good movie, actually. It's like a little goofy. I like it more than the new Star Wars. They're so serious.
The first time you've ever seen it. Whoa.
Yeah. They like talk the whole time they talk about being father and son. It's not a secret by that movie. It's like a major plot point.
Yeah.
Also, the Jabba the Hutt scene is like fucking 40 minutes long.
Yeah, the twist happens in Empire. That's why you know.
It does.
I didn't know that.
That's the good one. That's the good, the best one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a little bit of inconsistencies with like the powers bit, because like by episode whatever we just saw, where Luke is like super powerful and can project in different galaxies.
He's basically
and shit.
God, yeah.
The Sith Lord just got thrown off a tower and just like fell down. He was zapping a guy earlier. I'm pretty sure he can fly. Like, you know?
That's true, yeah. He just fell down.
He just went for it. He's like, you know what? I actually am tired of fighting this fight. I'm going to let them have their moment. Let this whole world wrap up neatly in a bow. And then just call it a day.
This is very gross. But it's also, it was also on network TV. So I feel like it's okay to talk about.
Why?
So
have you seen what they put on network TV?
Is this like when every news station was allowed to say shithole just because Trump said it, even though it shouldn't have been allowed?
Dude. Very relevant.
Guys, remember those dystopian movies where the president says something and everyone echoes it?
Oh, Jesus.
So
he said it one time and there was a ripple effect that led to probably like a billion people saying it.
It actually leads to this very anecdote, I'm afraid. So I was just watching America's Funniest Home Videos a few hours ago. And it's first
on Hulu?
No, on just broadcast television.
Oh, right.
It was the first time in a while I've seen it. I switched to it on a commercial. And
wait, is Tom Bergeron still host?
No, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Alfonso.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. He's been a host
I bet he'd make a
years.
Great host. How is he? Does he do the terrible jokes well?
He does, actually. He's perfect for it. But
nice.
Awesome.
In this moment, when I turned on ABC, there was on the screen the rear end of a dog.
Okay.
Every time it barked, we saw the dog's butthole pucker.
No, you didn't. Impossible.
A solid 15.
Absolutely impossible.
15 seconds of network broadcast television of this dog's butthole.
Impossible. Impossible.
The entire thing.
I do not believe
it. It was what I 100% That's what happened. 15 solid seconds of this dog's butt. That was the whole thing.
I believe you just on the basis that I don't know that the sensors know where the line is on that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Because you can show a dog and dogs are always naked. Like, if a dog runs by and you happen to see a dog butt, like, so be it.
It's true. Really.
Like, where do you draw that line? The line should be before this, to be clear. But...
It was honestly one of the most insane things I've ever seen on TV.
Please finish somehow.
Yeah. So my instead of a dog.
Wait, what was it, dude? What the fuck? Like, what was the product?
That was it. That was the video. Was just this dog's butthole.
It was not.
Yeah,
no
it was. It was puckering in time to the barks.
Yeah. That was on Funniest Home Videos.
That made the cut.
What did the host say?
I had it muted. I was listening to like Run the Jewels or something.
You had it muted?
You were listening to Run the Jewels while this was happening?
Wait, how could you even know that it was synced up with anything?
Did not go together. Because you could see the dog's body shaking like it was barking. Anyway, okay. Can we stop talking about dog's butthole?
Well,
I
want one clarification here.
Okay.
Did you laugh?
I did laugh because that shit was wild.
Okay.
Someone took a video of a dog's asshole puckering, first of all, for a solid 30 seconds at least. Because only 15 made TV, but you know there was more.
The B-hole B-roll.
But instead of is... instead of a dog's butt, what moment from your life would be your best AFV moment?
Could have gotten there on any other example. The show has like 800 clips in 30 minutes.
This is the one I saw.
Oh, God. Have you done anything super goofy ever?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Josh, dude. You're okay. The one asking the question.
Yeah. I'm sure I did.
Have I seen you slip on a banana peel?
No, but that has happened. I told you about that.
Wait, like one on
that's so funny.
I was walking. It was on Congress Street in Boston. It happened like in the last couple
that's
of years.
Amazing.
And I walked and I slipped. I didn't fall, but like I took a step and my foot just like flew behind me as I was taking that step, and I caught myself on the other foot.
Hell
but,
yeah! Nice.
But I looked back. I'm like, what? I expected it to be like, I don't know, somebody spilled a drink or something. Nope, it was a banana peel.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
The best.
Yeah.
I have one that like only in retrospect is funny, just like not pleasant in real time. But there's an elementary school in Toronto, in like the greater Toronto area, called Timberbank Elementary School. If I remember correctly, that's where I spent some of my elementary years.
Mm-hmm.
So outside the school, there's like this big sign. I think it's like slab of cement, except when you're sitting on it, you know, kind of like waiting for your friend to go somewhere and like all the fucking shit that you do after elementary school, walk back home. I don't know.
Sure.
You're sitting on that sign. The sign, what you don't see behind it is it's on a hill. So like were you to fall backwards, you like fall instead of the 3 feet that are in front of you, you fall back like a solid, I don't know, 5-6 feet. I'm probably exaggerating, but that happened to me. And it was like I was just swinging my legs like a kid and I just like fell backwards and like it was horrible. Like it kept going, you know, like you ever think that you would like that cartoon where you fall into the abyss?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Huh.
Yeah.
Damn. That's,
Josh, yeah. You're on your cell phone as I'm telling you my most traumatic, most America's Funniest Home Video moment.
You've been on your cell phone too. I'm like checking for what my next topic's gonna be.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you guys are on your cell phones? You're not eating chocolate over there? Living it up.
Do you have one?
I do.
My banana peel.
I just wanted to hear it again. He slipped on a banana peel.
My banana peel.
So I sent you guys a photo of my fridge this past week. I did. I
don't remember this. Mike, do you remember this?
I made
no
an error in
my grocery.
I don't
think you sent us a photo of your fridge, dude.
Because there's a lot of Diet Coke in my fridge right now.
Oh, the fridge was open, Mike.
That was your fridge?
That was my fridge.
Dude. What's going on in there?
Dude, great excuse, Mike. Well done. That was a master escape.
So let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
I usually order my groceries from Amazon Fresh. And so I wanted to order some Diet Coke. So I added the 24-pack into my cart. And then it was like, hey, you might also like these new flavored Diet Cokes. So I'm like, you know what? I've been meaning to try one. Let me get an 8-pack of this orange flavor.
Damn, you'll do an 8-pack trial?
They don't have them for less than that.
Oh. Orange. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So Tappan's been trying it out.
It tastes just like Fanta? Fanta? Well, it's like the appropriate way to say it.
I think it's Fanta?
Fanta.
Although they do say, don't you Fanta, wanna Fanta.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
I don't know.
It tastes like that.
Okay. Anyway.
I kind of wish it tasted like Diet Coke, to be totally honest with you.
So then I realized I'm buying 32 cans of Diet Coke because I got the 24 plus the 8. Mm-hmm. I want to keep it under 30. I'm going to go for the 20-pack instead.
I want to keep it under 30.
I don't know. It just felt like a lot of
soda. You know how close 32 is to 30? It's not you weren't like 75. What the hell are you talking about? Just eat the cost.
So I added a 20-pack to my cart.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Problem was
the complete opposite direction you wanted to go.
Because I was going to delete the 24. So then I set my delivery day for like 2 days in the future. And that day, I'm like, it's been a long day. I just want to like order some food delivery. I don't have any soda in the house. Let me order a 2-liter of Diet Coke. In the hour between placing that order and my food arriving, my Amazon Fresh order arrived.
Oh.
Guy comes upstairs, brings the 20-pack and the 8-pack, and then comes back 2 minutes later and goes, I forgot to give you this, and brought the 24-pack because apparently I forgot to take it out of my cart. Then 15 minutes later, a 2-liter arrives. So now I have 44 cans of regular Diet Coke, 8 cans of this orange Diet Coke, and a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke. I have 52 cans and a 2-liter, like equivalent to about 60 cans of Diet Coke in my fridge. My question to you, instead of drinking it all, be a little creative. What could I do with some of this Diet Coke if I wanted to get rid of about half of it?
Oh, man.
It is not Diet Coke that you have.
What do I have?
What you have in your life for the first time is the ability to right now film like an MTV Cribs.
Okay,
like, that's you would true. Never deliberately do this, because if you really wanted to film an MTV Cribs of your house so bad that you would go out of your way to buy 52 cans of Coke and fucking a 2-liter... Like, this is your moment. Just do it. Pretend like this is your life.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to live the DC life now, I think.
Okay.
People will, like, this Master P had gold.
He did. So, Mike, give me one other thing that I can have in my house that I should add to my house as a focal point when I'm taking the camera crew through my crib.
Okay. What would be, so you got a shitload of Diet Coke in your fridge. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the image people want to leave with after they show on MTV Cribs. I want people to think that my house is, just kind of like a little weird, a little interesting.
I think the focal point, maybe, oh, you have a stuffed Diet Coke polar bear.
Okay.
So yeah. Real.
So we're just leaning further into the Diet Coke.
No, I think that took it a different direction. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine like anyone, like a friend coming over to your house for the first time.
Yeah.
Before they see that stuff thing, they open up your fridge and they see like, oh my God, it's wall-to-wall Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, the thought they're having then is like, this guy really likes Diet Coke. I should probably, like, maybe I should talk to him about like health issues. But when they turn around and see what Mike just described, like, it changes your perception of this person. Now you're scared to be in the home. Do you understand?
That's true.
Yes, Mike, you're scared to be there.
Important point of clarification. What pose is the polar bear in?
Doesn't matter.
No, I think it does, because a lot of times if you have a taxidermy bear, it's in like this aggressive, like on its hind legs, roaring at you thing. But like,
That would still be in your house. People would judge you for that.
But no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but the Coca-Cola bears are always so like roly-poly and loving.
They are. Yeah, they're super cute.
I guess who gives a shit who judges you what's in your house, though? Yeah. But like, I don't know, man. It sends a strong signal. Like, if the person you bring into the house is into that, and like you're not into that the same way they are, like that could be a weird evening for you.
It's true.
It's true.
It's like nothing but carbonated beverages and bears emblazoned with corporate logos.
I think the bear probably would be taxidermied like holding a serving tray of Diet Coke.
Oh, dude, no, I got your out.
Okay.
Mike, as long as we just take your idea and make it like 8 feet tall and put it in the corner, when someone comes over to your house, you just say you won a contest. The giant bear was filled with Diet Cokes. And so that's why you have these two things.
There we go.
No one judges you.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. It just saved you from like going down a really dark path.
Yeah.
I don't think you appreciate that.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, thank you.
It's a big bear. Yeah.
Yeah, God.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, I have a wholesome note to take us out on. My 4.5-year-old niece. Well, I don't know if she's my cousin's daughter, so whatever. Great little kid. She has a British accent. It's hilarious.
Oh man, that's so cool. Damn, I'm jealous.
I was on the family trip that I was telling you guys about, and she like came over to me and she whispered in my ear. She's like, I asked her, who's your favorite person? And she goes, my favorite one is everybody. And I'm like, oh.
Aww.
I'm like, what a great attitude. So instead of someone that you've already talked about on the show, give a shout out to someone in your family and say something like rad that they do.
Shout out to my uncle who like helped give me my sense of humor.
Fascinating.
Nice.
There's a lot to unwrap there. What do you mean?
So my uncle is like, I don't know, he's always the one.
Usually
that was like,
it's something nice about them, by the way. Like,
well, yeah, I think,
oh,
he's,
I
a
guess
very
I
funny
understand
person.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so go on, explain.
Yeah, so he's always kind of been the funny person in my family, like making jokes at Thanksgiving and all that, and my sisters will often say that my sense of humor is just like his.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
shout out.
Nice.
I like what I did there also, because you can't insult my sense of humor without also insulting my uncle.
What was his name? Ben?
Uncle Ian.
Oh. I really wish it was Ben.
Why?
Because then your whole life would be like these cliches that have happened.
Okay.
Mike, but no, for real, Uncle Ian, badass.
Yeah, Uncle Ian, cool. Mine, I think I would say my stepmom, Jenny, is amazing at all of her like interior design. Tappan, you've been
over
it lately.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous.
Nice.
She's so good at that. She's so good at that. The outside of your house matches the inside of your house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's very intentional, very well done. She's hammering stuff and like sawing stuff together all day. She's like actually doing like construction projects. It's really cool.
That's so rad.
She's that's awesome. Yeah, it looks amazing.
Nice.
So, shout out.
Jenny.
Shout out to Jenny.
I like this family shout out segment. This is cool.
We'll never do it again, Mike.
I know. This is the only one. This is get it done.
Let's hope we all pick the right family members. I invested in the youngest one. Hey, thanks for listening. Subscribe wherever you listen. I know there's Apple Podcasts. There's the Google one, either Play or Go or Music. It's one of those. There's Spotify. We're on Spotify now. You can subscribe there. And if you like us, I guess if you don't too, whatever you feel, if you'd like to leave a review, please do. We appreciate those. People tell us it helps us get exposure, and I don't know why we want that, but everyone says this at the end. And we have a website. It's instedof.fm. And we have a Twitter, as we all learned today on the show, at instedof.fm. I guess only if that bit made the show. That's going to be up to Josh. Sometimes he just acts as things. Okay, I'll see you next week. Bye.
What were you dreaming about?
Jesus.
I wasn't dreaming, actually. I was trying to watch.
Can the man have no privacy?
He doesn't need to tell me.
What are you dreaming about?
That's true. I could just lie.
Here's the thing. If I ask you what you did today and part of what you did was jerking off, like, feel free to just edit that out.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you.
I already do.
Yeah, exactly. If he was dreaming about something salacious, you don't have to tell me.
But then he'd have to lie. You put him in an only lie situation.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm comfortable lying in public. It's fine.